You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
following Utah's lead, a new law in Florida called the Gabby Petito Act will give lethality assessments to prevent more deaths due to domestic violence. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, Salt Lake County is confident that we can avoid flooding with this year's runoff. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's northbound I-15, where we've had a load spill and crash at 4th Northwest Bountiful. It's causing stop-and-go delays almost back to 6th North. Scanners calling out an auto versus motorcycle or bike crash at North Temple and 1300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, and the temperatures continue to be mild. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We've slipped a bit to 80 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories
from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. With the threat of Iran attacking Israel, U.S. troops and assets are being moved to the Middle East. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's being done to help protect a key ally and U.S. troops who are already in the region.
We're also clearly, it would be imprudent if we didn't take a look at our own posture in the region to make sure that we're properly prepared as well.
U.S. intelligence says Iran believes Israel struck its consulate in Syria. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Speaker Mike Johnson holding a news conference today with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
If President Trump is our nominee in the party, we are very much looking forward to that historic day in November, because we are going to grow the House majority, we're going to win the United States Senate, and we're going to win back the White House as well.
Johnson asking Mr. Trump to support his plan for Ukraine. An African migrant on the FBI's terror watch list is now in U.S. custody.
Mohammed Karwin is a 48-year-old from Afghanistan who allegedly has ties to a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. He first entered the country illegally and was released in March of last year when he was not on the FBI's watch list and was not considered a risk. After that, he was added to the terror list. He was arrested by ICE recently, again in the country illegally, and made a court appearance 2 weeks ago and was again released. Prosecutors did not argue he was a danger. Now he's been arrested and is being held. Alex Stone, ABC News.
One person is dead, several people hurt after a stolen 18-wheeler slammed into a Texas Department of Public Safety office about 75 miles west of Houston. Trooper Justin Reese says it was not an accident.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m. where he was denied his commercial driver license.
And that suspect is now in custody. The University of Michigan's latest consumer sentiment index fell in part due to rising gas prices. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the KSL In-Depth. It was a bachelor bombshell this morning. The nation's first golden bachelor is getting divorced from his new bride. Joining me live, ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, I have to ask, is love not real anymore?
If this love can't survive, what love can survive?
Exactly.
That's the message I'm taking into the weekend. Because we thought Gary Turner and his bride, whose name is escaping, you know, these people.
Teresa Nist.
Teresa Nist. Or, you know. So quickly, that's how quickly they come and go in your head, right? After being married for just 3 months. And they're going to be replaced. There's going to be another one. But it really is I mean, it did look genuine. I don't know. Maybe I'm gullible. It looked like they did enjoy each other's company at the very least. But when you get married on television after being in a reality dating show, I guess you can expect that maybe it's not going to last. But you would also think that at that age, or at least you would hope, that you've learned some lessons, that you're not going to make a mistake, that you're not going to pick the wrong person, that what you're going to do is going to be something that you're going to do forever. And I guess that's just not the case.
Well, here's the difference that I learned between the old and the young. These two are in a hurry. They say, we love each other, but we're moving along and we're available.
Yeah, exactly. And because you don't know how much time that you're going to have.
Well, that's the point.
Which I guess, but also you would think that you're maybe a better picker of people. You have better senses. Your senses are more honed. Yes, it may be fast, but also you don't need to go through a lot of the rigmarole you might go through otherwise, because you kind of know what you want at that age.
So is this a PR nightmare for ABC?
No.
Or is this a bombshell and magnificent?
This is great. I mean, not great, obviously.
Look, I gotcha.
You know, yeah. If they were in love, it's sad that it's dissolving. Although both of them together appeared on Good Morning America this morning, and they said they still love each other. And by the way, we didn't really get an answer as to what happened either. Juju Chang tried a couple of times to ask them, but never really got, this is, like, he cheated on me, or this is what happened.
You know, they don't get away with, it's none of your business, because this all played out on my television set,
yes.
Right?
That is very true. When it comes to the franchise, look, I think everybody knows at this point, nobody expects any of these couples to last. I mean, this is season, you know, of whatever, 20, 30 of the Bachelor iterations. You know, I think their success rate is far below 50%. So most of them are going to end up in breakup or divorce, and this is just another one of those.
So everybody's going to continue seeking love, and we love that you came on. Jason Nathanson from ABC News in Hollywood.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.